say he would run in 2024, and he didn't say he won't. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
A Republican president will make a triumphant return to the White House, and I wonder who that will be.
Former President Trump in his first speech since leaving office.
The mission of our movement and of the Republican Party must be to create a future of good jobs, strong families, safe communities, a vibrant culture.
He also took some swipes at Republicans who accused the former president of inciting the deadly Capitol attack, and he criticized some Biden policies. Fox's Evan Brown was at CPAC, now live in Orlando.
Yeah, Dave, those attending the former president's speech left quite enthused at the end of the night. Nisa lives in Palm Beach County, but came to hear Trump's first speech in a long while.
I have to say, many of my sentiments were echoed. So I just love the enthusiasm of Donald Trump, and hearing this speech just gives me a very bright view of the future.
And she's not alone in hoping Trump chooses to run again. She will support him fully, and she thinks he could easily win as long as, in her words, Trump keeps fighting, Dave.
Evan, it's a big day for Johnson & Johnson. Those are workers cheering the first boxes of its just-approved COVID vaccine going out.
Already, a shipping center in Kentucky is distributing the first doses. They're on the way to the various states. Initial supplies will be limited to 20 million by the end of March.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. The Crown was on top at the Golden Globes on NBC, winning top drama show. Schitt's Creek won best TV comedy. Nomadland got the Golden Globe for drama movie. The Borat sequel, the top comedy film. And late actor Chadwick Boseman won Best Drama Actor for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. His widow accepted.
I don't have his words. But we have to take all the moments to celebrate those we love. So thank you.
America's listening to Fox News.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here. But you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
So much is happening, but who can you trust? You need to check out Newsmax TV, the fastest-growing news channel in America. Watch it on all major cable systems and see shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're giving you the real story on Biden and Pelosi. So download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone now or watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, and more. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up Your Pickup Truck Store is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bedliner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bedliners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in this brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
Cool start to the work week, but at least we're dry with plenty of sunshine, 72 today. And we start to warm up tomorrow, near 80 the high. Wednesday's mild, sunny at 78.
Earn a $5 rebate by trading up any non-contact thermometer toward an Exergen purchased at any retailer. Accuracy matters when it comes to taking your temperature. And Exergen temporal artery thermometers are backed by more than 80 published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com.
I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Good morning, Yuma. This is attorney Adam Hanson. This is Life, Death, and the Law. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark, pushing buttons and turning dials, and looks like Willy Wonka's factory in here. But you're alive and well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and maskless. Man, You're offending me already.
It's a miracle.
Yeah. But I digress. Over the weekend, I went out with a church group that I belong to and a bunch of young, wild men running around from the ages of like 14 to 17, going on 18. No, sorry, 16. 14 to 16. And we went out here by Senator's Wash. And it was chilly at night. We went on a camp out, and then the next day we went rappelling. Well, I didn't go rappelling. I was too chicken. But it was a fun experience, and I thought to myself, I don't know if I could have done that when I was the age of these boys, but it was fun to watch them get out there and go down this rock face. It was funny because at the very end, the last boy that went, he was descending, and by this time, along with the other leaders that were there, the adult leaders, it took a little while to get back to where we were, and it was a little bit of a hike. So in order to get the rest of the kids out, there was like 20-something kids, they started going, you know. I said, go ahead and go, and I'm going to stay back with the gentleman that had all the gear and that really set this all up, and he just happens to be, he works for the Border Patrol. And so he does this all the time, helping people out in the desert or wherever. He gets called in, and he's awesome at it. And so I felt bad that he was up there on the rock face and letting these kids down one after another, you know, and it was hot, and I didn't want him to have to carry all this stuff back out because we had to hike in, hike out. And so I stayed behind, and so I was at the bottom. He was at the top, belaying the last kid to go down, and the kid got about halfway, and something around his waist popped, and so he, you know, understandably started squirming around.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh my gosh, like I couldn't see from my, I could see him, but I couldn't see what was happening exactly from my angle, and the guy on top couldn't see because there's a ridge, and so he's just sitting there kind of suspended halfway and saying, my strap broke, my strap, you know, kind of freaking out. And the guy at the top said, just keep going. I've got you. I can feel you. I got you. Just keep going. It's just a strap, you know. And so after a minute, he caught him, you know, caught his breath, kept going down. And near the end, right when he was about to touch the ground, again, another strap popped out. And, you know, but he was almost to the ground by that point and quickly got out of that harness. And, I thought to myself, there's got to be a life lesson here, because the whole time the guy at the top, who knew what he was doing because he does it for his living,
right,
he didn't freak out. Inside I thought, there's nothing I can do from where I'm at. If something was seriously wrong, I can't do anything, you know, other than, you know, try and rush over there and try and catch him, I guess, if he fell. But at the same time, the guy at the top, he wasn't panicked, or at least he didn't hear it in his voice. And
you
so
don't want him to
I
be.
Didn't panic, yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, well, He knows the equipment. He knows that however this boy is strapped in, something might have popped on the harness, but
he's going to be safe.
Ultimately, he was safe, and that tended to be the case. So when he hit the ground and we talked about it, a couple straps popped out, but really they were just, you know, supports that were more for comfort than anything. They weren't holding his weight. Such that if they completely broke, he was still fine. It would have been uncomfortable, but he was still fine. Yeah. And the gentleman at the top knew that. And it was good to know that we were in good hands. But at the same time, I thought to myself, if you don't know your equipment, then I didn't know it. The kid that was suspended halfway there didn't know it either. And and so you have this little bit of a panic attack, like, oh, man, I'm going to plummet to my death.
But you need that leader at the top to say,
yeah, and he knew, he knew the rules. He knew the system.
Oh, no.
Right. And so if you don't know the rules, you tend to panic, and or you don't know how to correct the issue. Had there been a real problem, the gentleman at the top could have yelled some instructions on how to correct the issue. Because he knew the equipment. He knew the rules of what was happening because he's done it over and over and over again. He's experienced that. I think we live in a time where a lot of people don't understand the rules, and we've got Howard in the studio again from the Freedom Library, and you often say this, Howard, if we understood the Constitution better, we would understand the rules of the game, and we could actually call out the politicians that are trying to usurp authority in a way that you often disagree with, and I disagree with as well from time to time. But if you don't know the rules of the game, you can't call them on their bluff or on their power grabs.
Right.
And that goes back to what I experienced over the weekend. I didn't know the rules of that harness. I didn't know how it worked. And so I panicked a little bit inside. I tried not to show it on the outside. But the boy really panicked because he was the one that was dangling there halfway down, you know, 25 feet down, and still had another 25 feet to drop. And so if you don't know the rules of the game, it's very difficult to play the game. And this morning before I left my house, we were reading out of some scriptures together as a family, and we talked about how God is unchangeable. And we asked the kids, well, what does that mean? You know, God is unchangeable. And we tried to relate that to flag football because my boys have been involved in flag football over the years. And I said, well, what would happen if you throw in the ball and you run this huge length of the field and you cross that goal line and you score, in your mind, a touchdown. But then the ref comes back and says, no, you can't throw it like that. That doesn't count. That's not a touchdown. Even though the team right before you did that exact same thing and they scored a touchdown, when you have a referee like that, it's hard to have confidence in them. And so you start to ask yourself, well, why am I even playing this game? And I try to relate that concept to my kids as we talked about how God is unchangeable, that he doesn't change from this year to next year. He never changes, and so we can have confidence in him and his rules of the game. I believe, and I think we've talked about this before on the program, but I personally believe that the founders of our country were inspired by God when they created the Constitution. And there's a movement now, you know, the cancel culture that tries to tell us otherwise or rewrite history in a way that they deem more applicable. I guess it's apologetic in a sense that these men didn't know it. They were aristocrats. They never worked a day in their life, that they owned slaves, that there's no way that they had any reverence for a God. And that's what we're being told now. But I don't subscribe to that. I don't. I don't believe in my heart that that was the case. I believe that they were inspired men. I believe that it wasn't happenstance that they created our Constitution. And I also believe that they lived through experiences such that they had the wherewithal, the wisdom, and the sophistication, and the humility enough to put together a document that would manage and walk the line between allowing a government system that has a little bit of power, but not so much power that it would take over like a king rule would, and that's what they experienced back in England. We've got to go to a break. We'll be right back after this. This is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM, KBLU.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Arizona's deaf, hard of hearing, and deafblind community is disproportionately unemployed. Those that do have jobs are typically underemployed. That's why the Arizona Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing has launched Let's Get to Work, the first ever statewide employment initiative undertaken by the commission. Learn more at changeyourperception.org. The commission is here to help Arizona businesses hire our community members. That's changeyourperception.org.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen, and I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark, and we've also got Howard from the Freedom Library with us again today, and this is really kind of an ongoing thing that Sean, my partner at Deason, Garner, and Hansen, he came to me a few weeks ago and he said, Adam, I think we need to do a better job of educating the community about our Constitution and our rights and our privileges that it invokes and things like that. And I said, I think you're absolutely right. I've been feeling that as well, especially coming out of this last political cycle and election cycle. Mm-hmm. And I thought, man, I wish we would have known. And to top it all off, the cherry on top is the pandemic and those power grabs that we experienced last March that we still haven't got out of. And I think a lot of my listeners are probably thinking to themselves, yeah, we're sick of this. You know, we are sick of it. But yet you feel powerless because you're worried that if you don't put on a mask when you go into Circle K or you don't put on a mask when you go into a restaurant, that somehow you're going to be thrown in jail or something like that.
At least ridicule.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so now you've got this public shaming that's happening because you've got a bunch of sheep out there. I told my wife I really want to get a custom mask made that has a sheep on it and not wear my mask. And when I go into places, if they'd ask me to put on a mask, I'll put on a mask that just has a sheep on it. And I'll join the flock, you know. But ultimately, and this goes back to a story I told a few weeks ago, an experience that I had at a local place here where it's and I'm not going to get too deep into this, but maybe I'm a horrible person, which I probably am, but in my mind, I have a hard time justifying putting on a mask, going into a restaurant just to take it off to eat. I have a hard time doing that because what's the point, you know? You can try and explain it to me scientifically, but I don't think it's going to make any sense.
Science has nothing to do with it.
Right, exactly. So anyway, I did not want to talk about it today, but that kind of It was top of mind. So anyway, we were talking about the power grabs of the government, you know, and what we've been experiencing. I feel bad for those that live in California. My brother lives in California, and we had this conversation a couple weekends ago when we were about to go out on a date, and my brother happened to call me up, and he says, "Hey, what you doing?" And I said, "Oh, we're just getting ready to walk out the door, going on a date, you know, to go to a restaurant and things like that." And he's like, "Oh, that must be nice." And I was like, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Well, nothing's open over here. We still can't go out to the restaurants, and we can't go do those things. I wish we could." I thought to myself, that is horrible, you know, that you can't leave your house and go to where you want to go. What kind of freedom is that, you know, in the United States of America? And we go back to the idea that I'm pretty sure, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure there were deadly diseases even when the Constitution was written and when the founders put together our founding principles. Yet there is no clause in the Constitution that says, well, if there's a disease that has the potential of killing people, all your rights are suspended. You know, everything gets, the Constitution does not apply in that particular case. There's no clause for that I've read in the Constitution, yet we act like there is. And it doesn't matter what you might say online or through social media, you might be demonized if you actually speak up. And again, there is a clause for that in the Constitution called freedom of speech, but yet if I say something that you don't agree with or that you don't like, the response is to cancel me or to shame me publicly so that my voice goes away. And that's the antithesis of freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is designed, or the idea was designed, to allow for those dissenting voices from the populace. Those that have a different opinion can speak that opinion regardless of whether you agree with it or not. You might think that person's a wacko, and that's okay. But they still have a right to say what they want to say. And we're living an experience now where I feel like that idea is gone by the wayside. Unless you agree with me, then shut up. That's basically what we're being told. Right, Howard?
Not a case.
Quite a bit, yeah. Sometimes that.
I thought you were going to speak up. I'm waiting for you to jump in here and say, "You're right, Adam. I'm just out here on a limb. I'm out here rappelling, and I'm stuck, and you're just sitting
here."
Well,
I want to go back to your experience this past weekend, because the experience that young boy had was because, you know, we all have a tendency to panic when we don't understand something. The more knowledge we have, knowledge is power. And if the gentleman at the top, the adult there, and I gathered he finally communicated to the boy that was rappelling, that, "Hey, don't worry about it. Those straps aren't meaningful. The real straps, the ones that are holding you, are intact, and they will stay intact, so just keep rappelling." When we get information, and we won't have any fear, and when we don't have any fear, then we won't panic. Right now, we are instilled with so much fear. That's why we're kowtowing. That's why we're obeying. We obey the rules. You're afraid you're going to be shamed, chastised. And that's unfortunate. That's why knowledge is power. And if you'll notice, most politicians, most government officials don't like to answer questions. If you'll notice that, they go off and in other directions. And that's why it's important for us to become knowledgeable about what our rights are and what is the function of the Constitution. Don't forget, if we didn't have the Constitution, if we didn't have the Bill of Rights, even if we didn't have government, we'd still have rights. Our rights come from nature, from God, from our Creator, okay? This is what these founding fathers of ours understood. They were terrified of government. They understood the nature of government, that government is force. It's legalized force, and it's extremely deadly. It's like fire. Fire is extremely deadly. Now, it's very useful at the same time. Don't get me wrong. Government can be useful, but it's just like fire. And yet, with fire, that's why we have to contain fire. Otherwise, it becomes deadly. That's why when we go out on campouts, we put rocks around the fire. Okay? That's why we have a fireplace. That's why we have a barbecue. That's why we have an oven. We're containing the fire. Well, that's the whole point of the Constitution. That's what the Constitution does. It contains that power of government. That's all it does. That's the only purpose for which it exists. We already have the rights. They're inherent in us. They're part of us. You can't really take them away. You almost can't even give them up. But to a degree, that's what we're doing, because we don't stand up and tell the officer, "Hey, do you have a search warrant to search my car?" You don't tell the Border Patrol agent, "Hey, why are you stopping me? You know, why are you asking me these questions? I'm a free individual person." And governments are there to make sure that we all play by the rules in life. What are the rules in life? Well, you can't take somebody else's right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So I can't initiate force on you. If everybody on the planet did not initiate force on one another, what would be the end result? Something that we all desire. World peace. See, we smirk, but that's exactly what would happen. If not one person on the planet ever initiated force on somebody, There wouldn't be antagonism, animosity, jealousy. But there are people that do that. Okay, so that's why that's the only time force is legitimate to use to defend our rights. So as an individual, you have a right to defend your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I can't emphasize the word pursuit often enough. Because you don't have a right to happiness. You have a right to seek it out. If you want to purchase a gun, you have a right to seek it out. You don't have a right to the gun, okay? You have a right to seek it out. You don't have a right to health care. Why? Because we have to understand the differences between rights and privileges. Rights are inherent. All of us can have it at the same time, without anyone having to give it up. We can all pursue our happiness at the same time. Nobody has to give it up.
When you talk about rights and privileges, it's very important to understand the difference between them. And most people don't understand that difference. A right is something that you don't have to ask permission to somebody higher than you for. Meaning, my life. I have a right to my life. I own my body. I have my right to my life. Right? True. Because it all comes down to ownership. It comes down to property rights.
Yep.
That's what we're talking about here. And when you understand that concept, it becomes a little bit more tangible, a little bit more understandable. We've got a caller on the line. Russ, you want to put that on?
You're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Thanks for calling in. What's going on?
Now that we're talking about the Constitution and you got the expert there. Good morning, Howard.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
I'm not an expert, are you?
My only thing is that right now in the direction that we're headed in our country with the idiot decisions that are being made here in our country today and everything that's happening and going on, what are the steps that we could take to stop this snowball that's headed for hell? I mean, we have basically a dictator who has done executive orders. I don't know how many, but we know it's quite a few, and continues to do them. So what could we as an American citizen today, how do we stop it?
Very good question, and most people are asking that question now. And you feel like the wind has been taken out of your sails if you don't agree with what happened in this last election cycle. The only thing, the thought that comes to my mind is that because this is a constitutional republic, the idea is that we have the opportunity to vote for those individuals that will go back to Congress and represent our ideals and our hopes and our aspirations. Meaning, we have the opportunity to vote for those individuals that subscribe to constitutional principles, a check on government power. One of the individuals that comes to mind is Ted Cruz. Marco Rubio is another one. Ted Cruz, specifically, he was He was a prosecutor. He argued in front of the Supreme Court. He understands constitutional issues, and he's just one that comes to mind. And yet, does he do bad or dumb stuff from time to time? Yes. But he also understands constitutional checks and balances. And so sometimes you'll have individuals that stand up to say, this is too far. What we're voting for here in this Senate, on the Senate floor, is a government overreach of the constitutional powers that we've been afforded, and we cannot move forward with that. The problem is, when it's not the majority, now we have an issue.
And I understand that totally, but my concern is that do we have 2 years to wait to the next election cycle? I mean, look at the destruction that's going on in our country today. I mean, isn't it amazing? You were talking earlier about, you know, you have a right to say what you want to say without being censored, but you have people are being censored because how is it that all weekend long, I mean, we're bombing Syria, and that's not, heaven forbid that President Trump would even just thought about it. Oh my God, it would have been, you know, what, you know, here we are going in starting another conflict or whatever. But yet, you know, here we are, all this bombing is going on, and the only thing that's exciting in the world is Tiger Woods drove his car off the street. You know, there's a lot of things that are happening. 4 years of world peace. 4 years of world peace. And now we go 33 days into there, and we're bombing. Gas is up 78 cents a gallon since January the 19th in Yuma County. Yeah. I mean, do we have time to wait? I understand how it works. I understand how the cycle works. We elect our officials to go up there to uphold the Constitution, represent, you know, the majority of their area where they were voted from. But nothing's being done.
Right. Hey, I got a break. I got to go, my friend.
Okay. Right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Yep. Thanks for calling in. And we'll talk about that as we come back. This is Life, Death, and Law, 560 AM KBLU.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
H&R Block has many options to make filing your taxes easy. Our tax pros can help you get your max refund with or without the office visit. Drop in, drop off, or a tax pro can even do your taxes virtually. Send some pics from your phone without leaving home. Just another way, Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
So when you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
ADOT presents Terrifying Jobs.
High Flying Lineman, take three.
Today we're talking with Josh Kuhn, an SRP lineman. His job is to be dropped onto electrical transmission towers via helicopter and do maintenance. Josh, this is an absolutely terrifying job. Why do you do it?
It's a very demanding job, but very rewarding.
How much energy are you actually working with up there?
500,000 volts of electricity.
It's definitely not my line of work. Does anything shock you?
Yeah. Distracted drivers, terrifying.
This message is brought to you by ADOT, the ABA, and this station.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and Law. This is Attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark, turning buttons, pushing dials, or something like that.
Good morning.
And we've got Howard in the studio as well from the Freedom Library. He's our good friend that we've made within the last few weeks. And Howard, you're a warrior of and for the constitutional principles that our founding fathers put together. And over the break, We have a special treat. My brother called in from Idaho, and he says, I disagree with you, Adam, and so let's hear. Let's hear what he's got to say. And then we'll go back to the caller before, and my brother's name is Ryan up in Idaho. Before Ryan, right before the break, we had another caller who said, well, if you don't agree with what happened this last election cycle and you don't like the direction of the country, what is the remedy to that? And I gave him a quick answer of, well, you vote. And that's the common thing. Howard wanted to address that as well. And so after we talk to Ryan and get his view on things, which are, you know, they're out there. Let's just be honest, right, Ryan? Oh. I'm teasing you, buddy.
Yeah, if you want to know background, he and I don't always see eye to eye. So my issue is, I used to teach high school journalism, and one of the major things I would tell the kids, and this is the problem with, I think, journalism now, just because you can say something through the First Amendment doesn't mean you should. You have to weigh, there's a million options you have to weigh. How is it going to affect the populace? Is it fundamentally true? Have you done all the fact-checking? That's the problem. So anyway, that's my main thing about First Amendment. You can't just blatantly say, I can say anything I want. I have the First Amendment.
So
That's very true. I want to address that. Ryan, what you say is true. And when somebody speaks, you have the right to say anything you want. But you also have to take the responsibility of your speech. Okay, freedom.
That's exactly what we're
freedom
saying
equals responsibility. You cannot have one without the other. Everybody goes around and says, well, I'm free. You're right. You are free. But you also have to be responsible. You cannot be free unless you are responsible, and you certainly can't be responsible unless you are free. See, slaves don't have any responsibility. They don't. All their decisions are made for them.
I agree with that. I think there's an issue. There's an issue with our elected officials, and I think there's an issue with the media, which I think aligns with some of the stuff that people like. I think that unites Adam and I a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I have a big problem when social media is used to to push ideals that, again, are not fact-checked. So that's my biggest thing, and I think we're saying the same thing.
Yeah, I mean,
Spider-Man principle.
Any time you
with hear, great power comes great responsibility.
Absolutely. Anytime you hear speech, the answer is always more speech. You counter if you think something is not correct. If you're hearing something that is a lie, say, or is not totally correct, then the response should be to counteract that with your facts, your information that you have. This is how we get to the truth.
Sometimes.
This is how we get to the truth over time. And this is why it's... Go ahead.
When I worked as a journalist, and you'd get those letters to an editor that were just, you know, slamming something that wasn't actually correct, one of the best ways we did, is you ignore it, and it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that doesn't work in real life, but when it comes to that, these trends are cyclical. There are things that we cared about in the 90s, and people said all the time, and they're yelling about stuff, and then it went away. It goes away, because, you know, truth will last, but craziness won't, I think. That's my opinion.
So, Ryan, you brought up two points when you called in. You talked about the freedom of speech issue. What was the other one? I can't remember. Remind me.
The Constitution. You got to be careful when you say, when you say the only thing that, for example, you said the only thing the Constitution is there to do is to, like a fireplace where it contains the government. That's not true. That's an absolute. An absolute for fallacy in a logical argument. So, there's a multitude of reasons. I'm getting all nervous.
Don't get nervous. It's not a big deal. You're just wrong, but it's not a big deal.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm teasing you.
Well, I would respectfully disagree with you, but that's fine.
Yeah.
No.
So, but what do you mean? What do you mean by?
Hold on, Ryan.
What do you mean by it's not just there to keep the government in control? Help me understand what you're saying.
Okay, another purpose of the there's a lot of purposes to the Constitution. But another purpose to the Constitution is educate the people of what their rights are. It's not just to contain the government. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't make sense.
I agree that it's there to contain the government and make them aware of what their job is what they should be enforcing, but it's also to let the common people know what their rights are.
Okay.
The problem with that is there's interpretation, right? So people are going to interpret it according to their background and their perspective. Mm-hmm. So what you think an amendment means, I could think something else, even though we have a shared background. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. And so I'm gonna cut you off, Ryan, and then we'll address those, okay? I don't want to cut you off,
okay.
But we have to.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks
for calling in, Ryan. And before you go too far, Howard, I think this goes back to that definition of rights versus privileges. And so yeah. Ryan takes issue with, and I can see his point of view in the sense that, you know, he's worried about absolutes and those never really carry weight. In this regard, you and I, Howard, keep saying, well, the Constitution is really a check on government power, and it's not so much a check, it's a framework by which, and this is Howard and I, this is our argument, is that the Constitution was designed to keep the government power in check. And Ryan says, well, no, it's really to, yes, that too, that as well as other things. There's a lot of other things the Constitution was designed to do, one of which, in Ryan's opinion, was to educate the public as to what their rights and privileges were, are. And when I say, well, it goes back to what our rights and privileges, we don't need to be educated, I don't think, about what our rights are. But when we talk about rights are connected to property, and they are unalienable, meaning they are unable to be detached from each other. So without ownership and property, you don't have a right to it. And they're God-given, and that's what our founders were trying to enumerate to the king when they signed the Declaration of Independence. What they were saying was, we have certain rights that we don't answer to anybody about. Not you, King, not the president, not to some county official. We don't answer to anybody about those rights except for our grand creator, God. And he gave us those rights. The rights to life. I'm born. The moment I'm born, I have a body. I own my body. I can't control it. But I do own my body, and I have a right to my life and what I'm going to do with that life. I don't have a right necessarily to tote a gun around at 6 years old, necessarily. I do have a right to bear arms, but we in our society have decided, well, that's more of an idea that belongs to if you have capacity in order to tote around a rifle, right? And a six-year-old doesn't have that capacity to do such. Howard, what would you say?
I wanted to kind of go back to the caller before Ryan. He said, well, what can we do about this? I said, well, what each of us can do is study. We need to learn the rules of the game so that the whole football stadium, and I'm going to use football again as an analogy because it's really simple. The reason the referee can't award 10 points for a touchdown is because everybody in the football stadium, everybody watching the game on TV, knows you can't do that. This is what we have to do in real life. We have to know all the rules of the game, meaning we have to understand the nature of government, and we have to understand what government's responsibility is. And if enough of us know and understand that, then none of the shenanigans that are going on today would even take place. It'd be like the referee awarding 10 points for a touchdown. Can't do that. The preamble to the Bill of Rights, and there is a preamble to it, states very succinctly that further declaratory and restrictive clauses need to be added, meaning we got to restrict the government. The Constitution and I respectfully disagree with your brother Ryan on this, but it is about restraining the power of government. We already have our rights built into us, as you had mentioned earlier. So, but I think we're running out of time here.
We are, yeah, we got to go to a break. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and Law. We'll be right back after this.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Hope lives here in California. But during these challenging times, we could all use a little extra support. Visit calhope.org for free COVID-19 emotional support resources. Or call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673.
PhD, professional home doctor.
When it rains, it pours. And when it pours through a leak or a pipe break, it means water damage to your home. Choking mold can result, not to mention the mess. Hi, it's Mike Miller from PhD. If you experience flood or water damage, you need to act quickly. With 24-hour emergency service, trust PhD, the professional home doctors, to return your home to its pre-loss condition. PhD, professional home doctors, 341-9111.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808-99. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Contest rules for all giveaways and contests on 560 KBLU can be viewed and downloaded at our website, KBLUAM.com.
You have a website for your business?
I just use Facebook. I don't have time to make a website. Keep it up. All that work.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
I used to think that, but I found FreeWebGuys.com, and they built my website for free. They host it, maintain it, and even market it for me. Now I'm getting new leads from it every month.
That sounds too good to be true. What's the catch?
No catch. You get a free website from FreeWebGuys.com. All you pay is hosting, marketing on Google, and you get guaranteed leads every month.
Where do I get this again?
Get a free website built for your business at FreeWebGuys.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to the program. This is Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. It's another wonderful Monday, beautiful and outside, and my brother, he's got a, you know, I love my brother, but you just got to bear with him. He's up in Idaho, and his day right now does not look like our day. It's probably full of 4 feet of snow, so I understand he's a little perturbed. I'm kidding, Ryan. I know you're listening to this.
He is listening. Okay.
Of course he's listening, yeah. I'm teasing you, but he's laughing at us in the summertime when it's 150 25. Million degrees outside, yeah. But, you know, I really respect Ryan, and I love him, and I've got three older brothers. Ryan's the oldest, and he's exactly right. From time to time, you know, we talk about politics, and we try not to get upset at each other, and we don't. You know, we talk about, well, this is how I view this, this is how he views it, and we can respectfully disagree at times, and sometimes we're right on. You know, there are some things that unite us. Sometimes we don't, and that's totally fine. We still love each other as brothers. That's great. And I'm humbled that We have that type of relationship. I work in a business where I meet with families every day. And those families, sometimes they have disagreements such that they will
not talk.
They will not talk for decades, for years. And they don't have any problem with that. And that might even be with their own children, you know, because as an estate planning attorney, sometimes people make the decisions to cut people out of receiving something if they were to pass away. And it's always a sad thing. Sometimes I understand their reasoning, but a lot of times they say something to the effect that we haven't talked or spoken for years. We haven't talked. And it's sad, you know. I'm happy to report that even though my brother and I might disagree on some things, we still talk and we love each other. There's things we agree on. And we still have a lot of fun together, and I love it.
Well,
so, are you going to say something, Russ?
Oh, does he visit? Does he come to Arizona?
Yeah, from time to time. And we go up there. Yeah, right. So we know, we've got the kids and cousins, you know, they know each other. Yesterday he baptized his daughter up in Idaho, and I was able to watch that through Zoom. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, we've got technology that allows us to do that. And thankfully, our church is one that is trying to open as much as it can, you know, given government restrictions to its congregation so that they can continue to worship the way that they see fit. And up in Idaho, down here in Arizona, we have a little bit more freedom to do those types of things compared to, like, California, for example, where I mentioned my other brother lives in California, and they can only go to church, I think and he'll correct me on this, but I think what he said was, you get to go to church, it's like a rotating schedule, once every 3 or 4 weeks, something like that, and they, at one time, I don't know if they're back in the building, but they weren't allowed to go in the building, they had to do it in the parking lot.
Outside.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's been, you know, loosened up, I don't know, but I know that's how it's been for a little bit of time. Obviously, there's a time where they couldn't go to church at all, so... getting back to the discussion that we had prior to the break, and Howard, you were going to address that caller right before Ryan, my brother, called in. We had a caller who asked at the very end, and this is the question he asked is not something you answer in 30 seconds, really. It's a multifaceted response. However, I tried my best to give him a quick response because we had to go to break, and it's a response that we all know, and he knew it too. Your vote, elections have consequences, and so... when you're looking for a candidate that aligns with your ideals, I would say you need to vet that candidate, specifically House of Representatives, and Senators. Those are the ones that matter because they're the ones that make our decisions in Congress. And so if they don't understand the Constitution themselves, to ask the questions when a bill is presented that says, oh, you know, it's going to do all this stuff, for all these groups, but it's going to also provide aid for the pandemic, and it only costs $1.8 trillion. But we really need it right now. We really need it. And if you don't have the right representatives for us that say, whoa, 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 first of all, where does the government get money? Because I was under the impression that it's not a private entity that charges for things. And secondly, how is that constitutional?
Well, before you even... go that far, as far as voting is concerned, and trying to vote for somebody who understands the Constitution, the citizenry needs to understand the rules. Just like the players on the football field, they understand all the rules of the game. That's why the referee can't award 10 points per touchdown. Well, all the players in real life, the citizenry, need to understand the rules. They need to understand the Constitution. That's why what you can do is to study the Constitution, understand what the function of the government is supposed to be, understand the nature of government, why it was set up in the first place, how it came about. Understand all that first. Then you can go ahead and do your voting. But you just to vote for somebody not knowing and understanding the rules, then how are you going to get the right person in the right office? You can't do it. It starts with the individual. The individual's got to do all the studying. He or she's got to take the time, spend time doing that. Government is dangerous. It's extremely dangerous. Just like fire. Fire is extremely dangerous, but it's very useful. But you've got to know when to use fire. You know, you got to know when to use government.
And basically, the Constitution is nothing more than restraining the power of government. It doesn't explain what our rights are. Okay? There are no such things as a constitutional right. That's not where rights come from. Rights do not come from the Constitution. Rights are inherent in it. We're born with these things. It's built in. Look at the Declaration of Independence. These guys who wrote that document understood where rights came from. They understood nature. And that's what we need to do. Studying the Declaration of Independence will explain a lot about why the Constitution came about. Because they needed some kind of, you need some kind of organization, because not everybody is not going to initiate force against somebody. So you have to have some kind of a government. But you've got to have a government that's strong enough to take care of those initiating force. Just like the referee in the football game, he's got to be strong enough to call the penalty, but not so strong enough that he's telling the quarterback how many steps he gets to take on the field. Okay? This is why we have to study this document. It's imperative. Because if we don't understand this, we will become like the rest of the world, just same old. We'll become like a tyranny that has happened in history time and time and time and time again. And that's what makes America great. Okay? If you really want to know what makes America great, it's the ideas of individual liberty. This is why people come to this country. They sacrifice their life, their liberties, their pursuits of happiness, just to get here. Because they want to live in freedom. They want the responsibility of being a free person. They don't want to be a slave. And that's the beauty of America. That's what drew people and continues to draw people. But if we lose this place where nobody can come to, then where are you going to go for freedom? And we need to understand freedom. We need to understand these ideas on liberty, truly. And if you want to know what you can do out there, study. Study this stuff. That's what these founders did. That's all they did. They studied this stuff. George Washington, Ben Frank, these guys did their gig.
They did their research.
But they lived their life. They had personal lives, but they studied. And that's why they created these documents, because they understood, and they gave it to us. They gave us a gift, which is unbelievable. It's an unbelievable gift. We are so fortunate to be living in such an environment. But it can be lost. And it's being lost right now.
Yeah, and I think going back to that ominous question that was asked, on my way here, I actually thought that same thing. And the caller that asked the question said, well, what about in 2 years, this whole thing is going, our country's going to be destroyed. I don't subscribe to that, Russ. You said, well, I do.
Thinking financially.
I get what you're saying. I think we've had bad presidents in the past. We've had good presidents in the past. Mm-hmm. 2 to 4 years, I don't believe, is enough to destroy something such that we can't get it back. But the question is more multifaceted than that. It's actually deeper than that, because the question, the reality is, this has been happening over time. And I go back to executive orders is really what comes to mind for me. And that's been happening since, I think, the late 40s, executive orders from the executive branch.
Well, George Washington wrote the first one.
Checking on that. Let's see. But going back to those executive orders, when we'll talk about this as programs progress next Monday, we're running out of time. But those executive orders, and we're seeing them today, they have a lot of danger entailed in them. And we'll talk about that next week as we come back. Sean will be in the studio. I think, Howard, you might be coming back.
We'll be back next week. It'll have to be the following week.
Okay. All righty.
I want to know more about something that was discussed today. Please call the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com. Questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson at 928-783-4575.
4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Air conditioning and heating studio. This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.